Hey, Chris, would you ever have believed, as you look back at those first few days of ESPN, that it would be not only this successful, but really would it have this kind of impact and influence on the way we look at sport today?
Well, if you're going to go back to 1979 when it began, Nick, or 1980, let's just say the Wonder Bread years, as I like to call them, you would never. So, although we've now been at it, what, 26 and a half years. So here's, I'll answer it this way. Okay, nobody could have predicted that the first 10 years, the 80s. Okay, remember 1979. To answer the question, like we said, well, what do you need cable TV for? I got three stations or five stations. I moved the antenna, that little thing in the back. I can get a UHF station. I got six stations. What do we need 30 stations for? Okay, so people have to remember that that was what we had then. So the answer would be no, but in the 80s, cable TV in general and ESPN as one of the leading entities along with CNN kind of helped drive it so that it grew. If you drew one of those Ross Perot charts, it was straight to the moon in the 80s. So it grew. The cable TV business grew so much. And then all of a sudden, okay, we're ESPN and CNN is news, and now you're getting your local station, if you were a connoisseur of our station, whether you travel to Kansas City or Seattle or Hangover, New Hampshire, or one of your stomping grounds. My point is that it was like your local station wherever you checked into a hotel or were traveling, et cetera. So the business grew so much in the 10 years. Now, by the end of the 80s, we have Sunday night football in the NFL. I never would have predicted we'd have that in 8 years. But now once we had the NFL, well, then the sky was the limit. So to say from 1990 to 2006, am I shocked at the way I'm not shocked anymore. Once we had, like I said, the National Football League, we weren't going anywhere. But to say in 1979 we could have imagined this 26 years later, no way.